The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant, good Friday morning. Always wonderful to have you join us here. I think they call it Feel Good Friday, or TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or the government is, drop your own F-bomb and laugh about it. Well, I know a lot of you are looking at me going, come on, Krieger, seriously, this is no laughing matter. We have a constitution, for crying out loud. Oh, you know, yeah, we do. And of course, you know, we want to let you know also, for those of you who are interested in saving long term, we've got 10% off of Grown by Nature products right now, this week, at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. You can save 10% off permanently by locking in the 10% discount by signing up with AutoShip for your favorite products at the Power Mall. Just to let you know, so you can always get 10% off no matter whether or not we're featuring it or not. You can get them auto shipped to you when you need them. And you know how often you need them. And so this would be a great deal. And just a reminder for those of you tuning in, you can help support the Power Hour through your donations. In fact, this little gem right here is the Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. We have a tribute to Joyce coming up in the show. But here's the Knowledge is Power Cup with Joyce's picture on the front. This Sunday will mark her sixth anniversary of her passing. This right here, it's got the Constitution, the American flag, Captain Joyce Riley on the front. She served in the Air Force. Here is the Power Hour logo. She was kind of like the pioneer host of the show back in 2000, all the way to 2017. I mean, that's a long time to have the show. Long time to be on the air, and people knew who Joyce Riley was, whether it was on GCN or whatever the case may be. But for a $100 donation or more, you will get that Joyce Riley mug, commemorative mug. And you basically see the Power Mall opens in about an hour at 8 a.m. Central. So for those of you listening, you can do that in Joyce's memory. You can also, by the way, go to her pages, which we'll talk about here, forevermist.com/Joyce-Riley. And, of course, we got some videos that we're posting on the website in memory of Captain Joyce Riley. Passed away June 25th, 2017. Her talk radio legacy, we got videos for both. And, of course, we're going to try to get that piece queued up for later in the show from some of her commentary and favorite songs. And just want to let you know, as far as the shortwave radio, we're on 7.490 WWCR, that's Worldwide Christian Radio, who promotes us religiously because that's what they do. The Power Hour, if you write that on the memo line of your check, you can send it directly to WWCR at 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. That's 37218. So there you have it. Also, a Red Pill Expo, by the way, is happening in Des Moines, Iowa, August 12th and 13th. Got to do some advanced stuff here. If you want to click on the link which we give you as part of the email blast, you can sign up for at thepowerhour.com. We'll send you the link so you can watch G. Edward Griffin and his cast of speakers. These are absolutely eye-opening expos, folks. You can watch online or in person, and if you want to sign up, there is a fee. Use the code POWERHOUR for a 10% discount to attend the Red Pill Expo, whether in person or online. So there you have it. 5 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and here we are. Finally, the word that everybody is aware of. And this is kind of an interesting commentary here, because I think we all knew that they weren't going to find that sub. You know which one I'm talking about. The marine mystery that captivated the world this week obviously had a tragic conclusion. Authorities confirmed yesterday they found broken pieces of the OceanGate Titan submersible near the Titanic wreckage. Broken pieces. That it was going to explore the Titanic. Five of the passengers are now, sadly, fish food. You're 2.5 miles down, and all of a sudden, this supposedly pressurized sub implodes. This is what the Navy was saying. In fact, it happened 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic, which is where a roving robot, ROV they call it, found the wreckage. 1,600 feet from the bow. As they were approaching it, there was an implosion. OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, British explorer Hamish Hardig, Titanic expert Paul-Henri Nargolet, British-Pakistani businessman Shahzada Daywood and his son Suleiman Daywood, who according to his aunt was terrified of the trip but ultimately went to please his dad for Father's Day. And, of course, the media had to ask Lieutenant Rear Admiral Mauger, what about the possibility of recovering passengers' bodies? Okay, come on, let's talk about crush depth, shall we? All you have to do is study the USS Thresher disaster in 1963 to know what that means. It means that when you go below a certain depth in the ocean, for those of you out there that want to entertain the idea of going and exploring the Titanic, maybe they should just leave well enough alone and not go there anymore. I know there were complaints from people who traveled on that sub before about the fact that they almost got into trouble the first time. But see, the thing is when you get to crush depth, and we've talked about this before, and see, the Navy is now assessing the fact that when they lost contact with the sub is when the implosion occurred, days ago. Oxygen on the sub, not a matter. No, doesn't matter. When they lost contact with the sub, the Navy said the same thing I said yesterday. It's likely it imploded when it got close to the Titanic because it hit a depth. And you remember me telling you about the fact that one of the directors of OceanGate said, look, we really need to test this submersible. There's, you know, there's some complaints about it. There's, you know, you got to be, you know, people are paying $250,000 a pop, which means the four passengers that went down there paid $1 million total to go down there. See, and the adventure tourism industry was expected to skyrocket from $322 billion last year to more than $1 trillion this year, according to Grand View Research. Popular destinations for extreme tourism, the Titanic, Mount Everest, the South Pole, and of course, space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Booby Prize, the mission to seek out rotten scripts, to go where no man has gone before. Yeah, can you imagine that? They want to go to space. They all, I got money. I'm a billionaire. I can do this. Crazy, foolhardy stuff. Yeah, launch me up there in that rocket.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something wrong. Can you hear me, Major Tom? See, kaboom! They get down close to the Titanic, that sub explodes. And see, crush depth, if you can imagine it imploding with five people inside, those five people were instantly crushed and exploded into pink mist in the ocean, fish food, immediately. Asking the Rear Admiral whether or not they can recover body parts. I mean, really? And of course, the Admiral responded, this is an incredibly unforgiving environment down there on the seafloor. They're 2.5 miles down. What do you think happens to bodies down there? It is amazing the kind of fish that survive at those depths. But people are not fish, and neither is that submarine. And apparently the director, when he told OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush that the Titan was not up to certain safety standards, risking serious consequences for everybody in the industry. You know, Rush, of course, protecting his interests, said, well, the sub hasn't had a serious incident since 1960. It was obscenely safe. Yeah. And of course, Titanic director James Cameron had to chime in, said he was struck by the similarity to the Titanic disaster itself, where the captain was repeatedly warned about ice ahead of his ship, and yet he steamed at full speed into an ice field. Now Stockton Rush has been added to the Wikipedia article that lists inventors killed by their own inventions. So there you have it. It is final. They are all final. But see, then I was going to play that part on the Hunt for Red October where the Tupolev launched that torpedo. Remember that? Trying to nail the Red October. But instead, the Red October pulled off a maneuver and sent the torpedo right back at the Tupolev. And they, of course, disarmed it so it would become active and explode the second it hit the sub. And, of course, the captain's assistant looked at the captain and said, you arrogant ass, you've killed us. And that's when the torpedo hit the Tupolev and blew it to smithereens. And everybody thought it was the Red October. Don't even remember that scene. Sorry, spoiler alert. But see, this is the sort of thing when you get like that and you're arrogant because you see the money and you see, you know, greed sets in. This is what happens. This is a 4,000 meter dive, 2.5 miles down. And this is where the ROV found all the parts, was 1,600 feet or 500 meters from the bow of the Titanic. So, of course, you know, the family of billionaire Hamish Harding said we lost him doing what he loved. Well, there you have it. So be it. It happened. It's over. We're sorry. Say a little prayer for those who passed away. But again, the sub should have undergone safety testing. This should send a message to a lot of you out there about wisdom, like what we talked about yesterday, about the wisdom to know. Are you sure this sub is safe? When was the last time it tested? Oh, we've never tested it. It's good. Sorry, I'm not going. You see, all these people took that chance and paid $250,000 each. Oh, they made a bunch of money with that sub, and it's, you know, had some scary moments. And, of course, now we have a DOE official, that's Department of Energy, saying in-depth vetting began on this Chinese-owned battery company up in Michigan. Biden has announced he's giving them $9 billion in funding. Of course, what did that do? It boosted stock prices for grantees. You see, there's always a way to manipulate the market, and this is one of them. See, if it's crooked, leave it to our government to figure that out. They will participate in it. No holds barred. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, Republican of Missouri, told reporters yesterday the Justice Department twice prevented U.S. Attorney David Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden upon the committee's vote to unseal IRS whistleblower evidence of alleged DOJ political interference in the Hunter Biden tax probe. Smith said the IRS whistleblowers alleged President Biden's DOJ twice prevented charges against Hunter Biden in Washington, D.C. and in California in 2022. So in other words, if you're Biden's kid, yeah, all you have to do is be the son of the ice cream cone licking deviant. I still want to read what's in his daughter's diary about what they did in the shower. Sick, twisted. Yeah, your own kid, really, Joe? Freak? I know I shouldn't be talking about the, quote, president, unquote, of what? The U.S. Corporation, Inc. Let's tell the truth now. Speaking of truth, this Sunday, like I said, will be the sixth anniversary of Joyce Riley's passing. I'm going to go dark for a few minutes while we play this commemorative piece here on the Power Hour in her memory.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That is, if you think that at least 90% of the information on television news is wrong or biased, and if you want to know what the truth is, that's what we're all about, to try and bring you the reality as close as we can find it to what we call the truth. Now, is that possible in this day and age? I don't know. But we certainly search for that information for you. So glad that you are joining us today, that you have an inquiring mind that says, I want to know the truth over and over again, no matter what the issue appears to be. We want to know the truth. Yeah. So good at the Power Hour today. Aren't you glad you tuned in here? You to look at your life in the very same fashion. Everything you have ever done has brought you here to today. If you've acted appropriately, it's brought you to a good conclusion, perhaps. If you've acted inappropriately, it may be brought to you to a bad conclusion. But there's a point at which we have to get honest with our lives and say, am I going to tell the truth or am I going to hide in the shadows? There are too many people hiding in the shadows. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. I feel good. We can feel good regardless of what's going on around the world. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and standing when it calls for it. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not stand, we will all fall together. That's all there is to it. We will all fall together. I mean, whether it's doing a radio show, whether it's doing videos, whether it's making a documentary, whether it is preaching, whatever you are doing that is telling the truth, if you don't do it, we all fall. Because we will lose that right of our own accord if we don't speak up. Welcome back to the Power Hour. And you can change the world one act by one person, one time. Just start. Just start.
You know, I have this belief that we can control our own lives, and that's about it. Our own lives, our families, our own homes, everything within our home, we need to take with extreme caution as to what we let into our home, to what we do in our home, and the fact that we don't let certain thoughts in our homes, certain people in our homes. That's a sacred territory, and I believe that so much you have no idea. So I decided that when I was involved in all of this, and it started out, you know, it went from phase one, two, three, four, five, it seemed like, with all the issues that I was involved in over my lifetime. And I can remember one night coming down from my second story to the first story, and I had pulled my blinds shut. I had decided I was going to fast. I was going to pray for a week. I was going to try and see through all of this. And I remember just this feeling of a verse that came to me. I will keep you free of the terror in the night. And that has been the most, I think, comforting thing that I've ever had. And so I decided, whether it's me, myself, alone, whatever I'm doing, I will be kept free of the terror in the night, and I need to do what is the next right and honorable thing. That's all I can do. I don't have to change the world. I have to do what is the next right and honorable thing.
And there you have it, a little commemorative tribute, words of wisdom from the late, great Joyce Riley, former host of the Power Hour. 6 years this Sunday, she left this earth, and, you know, I just left a little something-something on her page. Yeah, we do. We have pages set up on forevermist.com/Joyce-Riley. So if you want to share your tribute online, you can do that like I did. She will be sorely missed, of course, as she always is. So we are glad that you were able to tune in and commemorate this time with her. That's one of the reasons why we're doing the coffee mug, too. Back into the world news now that we're done with the top five stories. Technocracy News is reporting this control freak agenda rapidly moving forward. Now, this is the evil and twisted agenda behind the efforts to digitize humanity and create a universal financial system. That's what they're trying to do. The ultimate result is going to be what China is doing right now, a global social credit scoring system that will either include you or exclude you depending on your behavior. So remember the three R's. Not reading, writing, arithmetic. Resist, reject, refute. Or as President Reagan would say, just say no. Yeah, I know it's no laughing matter, but see, in a way, when you understand how Satan operates among these evil people, they all think that they have the power to control all the rest of us, and that's not true, because, see, God gave us free will to love him and love our neighbor as, see, we were talking about this yesterday, too, about natural law versus man's law, and I'm so glad, Robert from Florida, that you called the show and that you're regularly listening. God bless you, man. I'm glad you brought that up because it gives us a chance to pause and reflect based on everything that Joyce Riley said ages ago when this program started in the year 2000. We talk about that all the time. That's when it started. Show's been on the radio a long time. I'm glad I'm at the helm. Every day I just pray for the opportunity to bless other people's lives. And see, one of the things that we do when we're trying to spread the truth is we're trying to warn those who are awake, like the five wise virgins that got enough oil for their lamps. You know that parable, right? The whole idea is, yes, we are not supposed to panic. I even have an article that I've included in there from Survival Mom about panic and how to deal with it when things happen. And see, the whole idea is to keep your cool no matter what's going on, but continue to react. So if you don't want disaster, then avoid it. Don't do foolhardy things like go down in a sub that the arrogant owner said, oh, yeah, there's no problem with it. Now, he's become a statistic.
You arrogant ass. You've killed us.
Yeah, there goes the Tupolev. Yep. At the bottom of the ocean floor. Yeah, we had to see, this is all part of the arrogance and greed, or as Al Pacino would say on Devil's Advocate, that movie, vanity. You had to do that Al Pacino impersonation. But that's what it is, you know. They're all proud of themselves and their little invention, and they don't bother to look at the safety standards. And when people say, hey, look, you really need to mention, you know, behave, you need to use wisdom. You ignore what the Lord tells you. See, this is the thing about word of knowledge. There will be, do you remember the old saying about your thought process and what happens when you're trying to pray to God? One of the things in the ministry, when I was playing around with the word one day, opening it up, and I was sitting there sharing that with another member, and we were talking about how wonderful the word is and how it fits together like a hand in a glove. And the subject came up about, well, word of knowledge, how do you know? It's your first thought. If you're praying in the Spirit and you're praying to the Father and something comes to you and you ignore it, that's on you. God gave you free will. He gave you the inspiration. It's revelation. It's word of knowledge. It's revelation from the Heavenly Father. Don't do that. Or do that. If it makes you happy, do that. If this is what you're praying for and you want God to open doors for you, you can't just sit on your butt. Nothing's going to happen. You have to do what, you know, what is meaningful and pleasing to the Father, but you have to be edified at the same time. This is why people speak in tongues, because it's edification to the self. They don't speak it out loud. It's improper. If you read what I said yesterday, 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, you would know that. It says people are going to think you're an idiot if you're sitting there babbling in tongues out loud. People don't understand. The New Testament was written for your application. It was written for what's going on now. I want to take some time for our phone callers. Jeff from North Carolina, if you'll hang on the phone, we'll be back after these words. Very important words. You please stay with us, would you? In Joyce's memory, we'll be back after these messages.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back on the Power Hour, 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this Feel Good Friday. Yeah, I know. There's a lot to be thankful for. That's the first thing. You wake up in the morning and you pray that you got free will, you got 2 feet and a heartbeat, and you're going to make this day happen for yourself and for other people. We'd want to let you know, too, Grown by Nature, if you want to save 10% forever and a day, just lock in your discount by signing up with AutoShip, because we have 10% off Grown by Nature products this week. But this is the opportunity to save permanently by locking it in by signing up with AutoShip. You get a permanent 10% discount on Grown by Nature products. And, of course, keeping that shortwave frequency up and running is great. We have snail mail address you can send your donations to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. While you're at it, you can also, and the alternate way to send a letter to us is support@thepowerhour.com. Let us know why you deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems. We've actually had people donate the systems. It's $269, which includes free shipping. You don't have to pay any subscription fees after you install Rick Satellite. You point it right at Galaxy 19, and you get all sorts of great channels, including the Power Hour. Another great way to listen to the show. Crystal clear. Not everybody can use them, though, so you want to make sure you get a hold of Rick directly if you have any questions about that at 816-228-1801. That's 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, or visit him on the website at rickssatelliteusa.com. And, of course, we're going to be giving one of those systems away very soon. Today, of course, we're commemorating Joyce Riley, who passed away June 25th, 2017. And she'd have been proud about the way that things are going right now, especially all of you people that call the show, which the phone lines, of course, are open, 844-769-2944. If you're listening to the show right now live on this Friday, we move on to the phone lines. Thanks for holding, Jeff in North Carolina. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Hey, great. Hey, I want to tell you, you have an awesome show, Dave. I have a question. How old was Joyce when she passed? Do you know?
68.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just curious about that. I don't remember if I had listened to you guys back then or not, off and on, maybe. I don't know. But you bring out some good points, Dave, about the – you made me think about something when you were talking about the people that passed in the submarine. You know, it is amazing to me. It seems like that people are just – that have so such a – lack of or no common sense or no intelligence in their thought process or something regarding the decisions they make. I mean, why would you want to go down in a sub like that when you know it hasn't even really properly been tested?
Most people just took it for granted. Oh, well, he's been doing this for a long time now. The sub must be good. Nobody asked questions. Nobody looks at the consequences of their actions. This is why I keep telling people to always ask the father and make hard decisions. And the first thought that comes to your head is from God. And that is the thought that you need to go with. And if you ignore it, that's on you. That's the simplest way of putting it, I guess. And these people didn't do it. They didn't do it. They were foolhardy. I can only look at it like that. And I'm sorry they're gone. I really am. I wish that they had prayed like I do and asked for wisdom in certain things. I mean, there are certain things I would just love to talk about on this show, but my wisdom, because of the knowledge I have, my wisdom is telling me, don't say stuff like that or the black SUVs will be rolling up in your front yard. You know, there's certain things I would love to talk about.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you bring up a good point, Dave. You're talking about praying to God and praying to God for direction, which you know, all of us should do. You know, I don't know how many people actually take that to heart before they do anything. But, Dave, here's the thing. You made me think about something regarding a relative. And this is coming from somebody. I was homeless for a year, Dave. I got brought down to my knees. I mean, I got pushed to the wall, brought down to my knees. My faith in God right now is so strong and just thankful for the fact that I'm alive, let alone anything else. But, you know, you get to a point where you have to realize that you have to make wise decisions and you have to pray about certain things. You know, like, for instance, I have a relative that called me crying on the phone and it was living with one of her daughters, and she was crying to me, didn't say she didn't know what to do. I offered my open up my house to her. I said, you can't live like that. You cannot live like in that oppression. She claims to be a Christian and everything, you know, and she's not leaving. And I called up there again, opened my house, she's crying and everything. And again, no common sense, no wisdom at all. Just, you know, and I'm opening up my house. I'm like, okay, there's nothing else I can do. So anyway, there's just an example of so many people that walk around like that with just, I don't know what it is. Like they're just in, I guess the Bible says people under strong delusion. That might be the way to put it. But so many people walk around making decisions that just like you said, Dave, that like it's like they're in oblivion or in the twilight zone or something.
Yep. I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jeff. And see, you know, you can only offer help so much. And people have to come to the level that you did before they wake up. And see, sadly, sometimes God allows, because you have free will, and you know it, and I know it, God allows you to hit certain levels, but see, he's not going to give you any more than you can handle. He's not going to let you get so low that his love child, because that's what we are. We're supposed to love God first, then love your neighbors yourself. He's not going to let you slip below. If it's meant for you to be with him, when it's all said and done, you're not going anywhere. You're going to be right where you need to be, right where he wants you to be. Just like Joyce said, you are right here, and you took that path. That path led you here, and that's why you're here. So, you know that other people sometimes have to hit worse rock bottom. And I don't use that term loosely because of what happened to the sub, but they have to hit that kind of rock bottom before people wake up and go, wow, and have that come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
So you hit the nail on the head, sir.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Dave. One more thing here, and I'll get off here. You know, and I'll tell you what, I've experienced the miracle working power of God in my life. I have seen it over and over. Anybody out there that can hear my voice, if you don't think that God can work a miracle in any situation, you really need to wake up. I have experienced it. I've seen it. Don't ever doubt that God can do anything. And thanks again, Dave. I'll get off here. Awesome show. Thank you so much for letting me on. Bye now.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. And thanks for your service. Chance in West Virginia, thanks for holding. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Dave Meister. I hope you can hear me. I got rid of the cell phone tracking device a while back. I'm calling you on a different phone. Am I coming through clear?
You are.
Oh, okay. Great. Yep, I got rid of it. I unleashed the tracking device. It's interesting you mentioned Joyce passed at 68. That was the same age my daddy died 18 years ago. How time passes, huh? The reason why I called Dave is I often think maybe we deserve what we're getting, and I'll tell you why. There's far too few people who feed the hungry and the needy. There's far too people who comfort the sick and the lonely. This is what we've become for the most part. And maybe we're getting what we deserve. Did you ever think along those lines, Dave?
Well, sometimes I look at what the history has taught us, and I look back at what, you know, some of the things that the Bible has shared about the feeding of the 5,000, that was a miracle. And the thing that there are certain things that biblical principles teach us. And one of those, like there's so many proverbs out there, like the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is a servant to the lender. Owe no man anything but to love him. I mean, these are things right out of the good book. And we look at this and we examine our life and it's like, look, you keep handing people things like food, like money. They want to put us on universal basic income. Why would that be? Because they want everybody dependent on government for a paycheck that all of a sudden now with CBDC, they can control. Well, if you want your stipend, then you have to do what we tell you. We control you now. See, and if people are willing
to scoop that low, then you're right. We get what we get. I'm helping people from the goodness of your heart with no strings attached is what I'm saying.
I get it.
To give them a hand up, not a hand out. That's what I mean.
Right. It goes back to the old, give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish, feed him for life.
Well, God bless you, Dave, and keep up the great work you're doing now.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Chance. All right. See, we have a whole batch of regular callers. If you're a first-time caller, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We're in Central Time, 43 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. That means if you're listening to us in St. Pete, Florida at 1610 a.m., you certainly can call in because it's still showtime where you are, 1 hour later than where we are. So it's 8:43 there, so you can still call in. Back into world news, India once again broke its previous Russian oil import records last month, according to Reuters, buying 1.95 million barrels a day that month. About 40% of the oil India imported in May came from Russia. Russia's not hurting. These facts and figures came from industry website oilprice.com, citing similar statistics from the Joint Organization's Data Initiative. reporting that Russian imports totaled more than 1.74 million barrels per day in India's combined imports from the next four largest suppliers, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and the U.S. You know, it's funny. Western news outlets and Chinese state media this week uncovered a hot new trend that's been brewing on Chinese social media. White people food. The trend consists of Chinese users expressing astonishment at the horrifying discovery that some Americans and Europeans eat sandwiches and salads for lunch. The gist of the white people food craze, more colorfully dubbed the, quote, lunch of suffering, unquote, by one Chinese blogger, is that Chinese diners prefer more elaborate and heavily spiced meals, so they can't believe Westerners would be satisfied munching on lettuce out of a bag or making lazy sandwiches of the few scraps of processed meat and a forlorn slice of cheese. Okay. White people food. What you talking about, Willis? Yeah. White people food. Not, he didn't say white supremacist food. No, he didn't say that. He said white people food. See, as if white people are the only ones who eat it? No, they're talking about Westerners here. Europeans, you know, they're not just all white, okay? Get away from this whitewashing that's going on here. Some of this stuff, I mean, I can't, you know, this is one thing my mom said when I was going to private school back in 67 and 68. She goes, man, I'll tell you what, kid, you learned, if there's anything you learned, is how to throw something between two slices of bread and shove it in your mouth and run. It's like, mom, I'm in school. We're on a tight schedule here, you know, and you're eating this garbage. And they're right about the few scraps of processed meat and forlorn slice of cheese. I mean, the thing is that why do you think we have Subway? And I'm not plugging them, okay? They promote themselves as healthy. But then when you look at, you know, they talk about calories and about carbs or the lack thereof. But then you're eating stuff that's, you know, got GMO or got MSG or have gluten, or they swear it doesn't. But yet, is that the healthiest thing we need to be eating? And, you know, maybe the Chinese, you got to wonder about this. And look at the Europeans, too. See, sometimes the Europeans, certain European families eat these heavy meals at lunchtime. And sometimes their lunches last for 2 or 3 hours because they spend time together as a family and friends and things that we used to do that we don't do anymore. So, you know, I kind of wonder about these bloggers out there and where they're really, where their hearts are at. They just, you know, have to have something to talk about. So they go on a blog because they can't think of anything else to do with themselves to be more productive with their life. So no, they got to get on a blog and they got to sit there and post junk that is of no relevant use to anybody but themselves. So they can sit there and pat themselves on the back and give themselves kudos and accolades for all of their insightful commentary. Moving on to U.S. news. Joe Biden, Merrick Garland have been implicated in the IRS whistleblower testimony. Republicans, of course, the House Ways and Means Committee released transcripts of the two whistleblowers, one of whom had said he'd seen evidence that Biden was present, when his son Hunter attempted to pressure a Chinese investor to send them millions of dollars. The whistleblower is IRS Criminal Supervisory Special Agent Gary A. Shapley Jr., who said the DOJ interfered in the effort to investigate Hunter Biden for tax crimes, contrary to Garland's claims. Now, aren't you glad that Garland wasn't appointed to the Supreme Court? Imagine what kind of a hellhole that would be. So, you know, as all this stuff unfolds, we look at this situation and go, okay, why haven't they impeached Biden? Why hasn't he been criminally prosecuted? Well, because the balance of power hasn't shifted yet, like we hope it will. Yeah, I mean, even Dan Bongino is out there right now in his blog. See, it's all about what we can put on blogs and what we can do to scare the hell out of people to get a reaction or to get our numbers up, to have more people listen to our blog. I'm going to talk about that for a minute because I've invited Michael Yon, combat journalist and former Green Beret, to come on the show. And I'll get to that in just a second. I sent him a message through his Substack page after reading some of the stuff that Brighteon was putting out this morning about what the intentions are of all these military-aged young men and why they're coming across the southern border and what the U.S. government is doing to help them in an attempt to destroy we the people. Is it truth? Is it conspiracy theory? You know, we've said, what's the difference between conspiracy theory and truth? 6 months. You know, will 6 months be enough to tell the difference? So what Michael Yon has done is he has brought up Google Earth maps showing U.S.-sponsored invasion camps in Darien Province in Panama. And I've got links to this stuff for those of you who want to know. Because what Yon is saying is that they are bringing these military-aged young men to enlist them and give them weapons and train them to come and kill us. And we're letting them do it. We're not protesting enough. Even Abbott is involved. Anybody sending, I mean, DeSantis sent troops to the southern border. Why? Why are all these troops at the southern border and they're not repelling the hordes? And they're saying, oh, yeah, well, we're deporting a lot of them. We're not letting them come into the country. You going to believe that for 1 minute? And you got all these blue state city mayors and blue state governors screaming bloody murder about the fact that we can't house all these people. We have to declare a state of emergency. You're sending all these people. Shame on you, Biden and DeSantis, for sending all these people to our state. Well, excuse me, mayor, governor, excuse me, but you're the one who said you were a sanctuary city or state. You invited them. Now you're saying you don't want them here? What are you, Martha's Vineyard? Well, you see, 24 hours. Oh, yes, welcome to Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, we got to get rid of these people. Yeah, and they shipped them off to a military base. So why would, and you have to ask yourself this, is it conspiracy theory or is it truth? Does the U.S. government intend on using these foreign illegals with the intent to arm them to come after we the people? Think about that. Truth or dare? They're granting them citizenship? You know, come on in, all you monkeys. We got free bananas for you. Come on in here. We're going to put you in this military base, and we're going to give you a really good training, and we're going to send you out into the countryside. We're going to arm you to the teeth, and you're going to go kill American citizens. And Google is covering it up, and the mainstream media is not talking about that. We talked about it on our show a couple of days ago. Now I'm bringing it up again because now we've got a combat journalist and former Green Beret, Michael Yon, coming out and doing interviews on Brighteon, saying that this is exactly what the Biden administration, what their intentions are, is to round up all these military-aged young men and turn them on us. That, to me, is treason of the highest order. That's a violation of the Constitution because the government is supposed to provide for the general welfare, and they're not doing it, and Congress is sitting on their ass. And they're not doing it either. They're not helping the situation. The rhinos don't care. It's all about self-serving once they get there. Once they get elected, it's like, ha ha, fools. Now I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to pad my bank account. I'm going to go buy myself a bunker. I'm going to get free health care, pension benefits like you don't get, all because you're stupid enough to put me in office. You see, that's how they think. That's really what's going on in the back of their head. And we, the people, just, we fall for this garbage. You know, it's sad. When you have to go to the polls, I mean, think about this. Is truth or fiction? We vote for the lesser of two evils every time 4 years comes around. True or false? Come on, you want truth? You got an argument, you changed my mind. That's why the phone lines are open, folks. Yeah, of course, we're coming up the top of the hour break. The Senate Banking Committee, by the way, has advanced a bill to claw back bank executive pay from these financial institutions that have failed, called the Recovering Executive Compensation from Unaccountable Practices Act, called RECOOP. See, they got to have an acronym that sounds all cutesy. Yeah, they want to rein in the banking industry by imposing new fines for misconduct, restricting failed executives from working in the financial sector. You know, it's amazing. The New Hampshire Democratic Party is already reeling from the likely absence of Biden in the state's primary ticket. It's publicly urged Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to cancel his appearance at the state's annual Pork Fest, one of the biggest libertarian events in the country. Hey, RFK, I want you to come on the show. We want to talk. I want you to go to that event, and I want you to speak up, because America needs to hear the truth. And we hope that's what you're going to tell them when you go. We're at the break. We will come back with more news and your phone calls for our second hour here in the Joyce Riley commemorative issue today in our edition here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you for your calls this hour. Hope to hear from you next hour. We will be back. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.